Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making it killing like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, what's the sign of your destiny real? Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plug in the phone, drift in my zone. Pain in the future when thinking alone. About when I'm grown, already blown. How'd I get blessed with this beautiful home? You were the sight, beautiful life.
Charla, can you hear me?
Drew, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, then we should stop talking like this.
Never.
Okay.
We're going to talk like this the whole time.
Drew, are you going to talk like this?
Yes, like a news reporter from the 50s.
In what country?
In the U.S. Take that, Hitler. Our boys overseas are giving it to them.
How did we talk like that? Do you think it was the audio recording that made it sound, or do you think people really had that accent?
No, I think that was like the standard.
Just how you talk.
Yeah. You just talk like this.
Yeah, look, see?
There's a name for that dialect.
I love it.
But
I also, and that was a silly question, I also like the way it sounds. Old recorded.
Yeah,
TV
and old is like,
radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A weird little, I don't know what it is.
It's like, our boys are going overseas. And it always ends with, take that, Hitler.
As we should still end any news.
We should take that, Hitler.
The Dow was up 34 points today, and take that, Hitler.
Take that, Hitler. All right.
But it's in our normal accents. Yeah. And that'll be it for 6 o'clock news. Take that, Hitler.
Take that, Hitler.
We'll be writing an email to our local news station.
Everything should be take that Hitler. Everything since World War II
should have been.
We could pretty much say take that Hitler.
It works,
right?
It works with anything.
Because like he was trying to like take over the world.
Yeah, because he thought he could.
And he lost. So anything really that has happened since Hitler lost.
Yeah.
We can say take that Hitler.
This will be the new plot where the Dollar Tree will go. Take that, Hitler.
Take that, Hitler.
It works with anything.
The Dollar Tree. Just the shittiest things that we could... Even the shittiest things that we do.
Yeah.
We'd be like, take that, Hitler.
We'll take that.
We did that.
You didn't like poor people? Well, here's a Dollar Tree. Take
you don't like gay people or atheists and stuff or Jews? Well, no matter what happened, a Jew just shot up a whole school.
Oh, God.
But it was an American Jew.
So
take that, Hitler. And he probably killed some people that were Aryans.
So, ha-ha to
so
you.
So take that, Hitler.
Oh.
We're going to rename our podcast to Take That, Hitler.
Ooh.
So.
Yep.
Yep.
Wasn't much planning behind it.
No, we figured it out just now.
And you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You witnessed it.
Charla, yeah. Fucking hi.
Fucking hello, Drew.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck, dude?
What the, yeah. Oh,
whoa,
Drew.
What the fuck?
Oh, Drew. Oh, it's the stupidest what the fuck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you might be angry about it.
Good.
And you might, I hope you haven't heard about it, but you probably have, because it's... I mean, what a rage out there with this.
What
I'm about to talk about.
What a rage.
What a rage. What a rage.
What a rage everything
is. Not a saying.
What a fucking rage everything is.
What a rage. Take that, Hitler.
Take that, Hitler. What are we doing today, Charla? What's the thing? I don't know. You keep me in the dark.
That's the fun of the show.
Yep.
I'm going to give you 3 little letters.
Okay.
B-D-E.
BDE.
Do you know what it is, the craze on the internet these days?
No.
What? No?
Wait, BDE?
BDE.
I'm usually pretty on the internet. I know. On the internet things.
This is not in your...
It's not in my world.
...genre of interesting
of
things
anything.
To you.
But what is it?
It's big dick energy.
Big dick energy?
Big dick energy.
What the fuck? What the fuck is that?
Yes, correct. Good question. Big dick energy. I'm reading this. Who cares? Oh, it's off a UK website. It's gone around the world. It all started with a tweet, Drew.
Okay.
From Ariana Grande. Do you know who she's engaged to?
No, I don't.
Do you know the sunken eye dude, the skinny, tall Pete? Is that his name? Have you watched Saturday Night Live lately?
No, I don't like Saturday Night Live.
Pete Davidson. There's his face. That guy. Yeah. Pete Davidson. He's relatively new. They're engaged now.
He's terrible.
You think he's terrible?
He's awful.
Why?
His best sketch is like a dude that just goes, I think, what was the sketch that, where he was like the guy that's just like, okay.
That sounds right. Yes.
Like that was his best sketch. That was his best thing. That was the thing that he got that he, I don't know.
I hear you.
I really, really dislike Saturday Night Live right now.
I used to, and I have not hated it so much recently.
I'll try once in a while to like get on there.
Yeah.
And just be like, you know what? I'll watch it. It's on right now. Watch it. Because Saturday Night Live has been my jam for a good chunk of my life.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I cannot believe how...
A lot of scenes are cringeworthy.
And it's not even like the scene itself is fine. Like the idea behind it, you're like, I get it.
Uh-huh.
And it's done so bad. I feel like, I know they've always done it. Like read the cue cards.
Yeah.
They've always done that. But like,
it looks like they're doing it harder.
It's so bad now. Like, it's almost like they're making fun of it,
but they're not.
No, they're not. And like the cast, when the guest is better than anyone in the cast,
that's bad.
Dude,
that's bad.
Guys.
Yeah.
Like when the guest is funnier than all of you.
It's not good. They should be the one looking awkward amongst like the professionals of Saturday Night Live. I think Lorne Michaels looked at Pete Davidson and saw like a wounded bird who's willing to talk about like mental, because like
mental
health in a funny way. Because he does some bits where he talks about it, and I don't know, it's endearing and funny and charming. But so. Ariana Grande, you know her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Barbie doll, and she sings, and she is engaged to him, and she tweeted. I don't know if this is her tweet. Anyway, she referenced him and said that he exudes big dick energy, and everyone was like, whoa, whoa, what? And now it's a thing.
Big dick energy?
Big dick energy. Big dick energy is described as confidence without cockiness. It's never misplaced, and it cannot be simulated. It is the sexual equivalent of writing a check for $10,000, knowing you got it in the bank. Would you like to know who's included in this circle?
Sure.
Anthony Bourdain, Robert Downey Jr., The Rock, Harry Styles, Chris Evans, Tom Hardy.
Okay. okay. But...
So it's a, now everyone's like, who's got that big dick energy?
Who's got that big dick energy? Charlotte, can I ask you, who's got that big dick energy?
That I know personally?
Do you know anyone who's got that big dick energy?
I feel like I do know a guy from high school.
Like, do I got that big dick energy?
Well, we'll take a quiz in a minute and determine. I took the quiz and I got zero.
You got zero?
I got no big dick energy.
You have no big dick energy?
But it's
think that is... was one of the questions that you're female and you can't have it?
No, because females can also have it.
Okay.
As this Good. Other article. I mean, this thing is all over the internet. And it's so stupid. I can't wait to tell you what the next website read. But women can also have it. I forget the names of the ones they listed. Of course, it's only women in like Hollywood.
Right. Maybe just to give you an example.
Sure.
Sure.
And unless the quiz I took, the bid is you have 0%, but we'll never know.
The quiz.
Here's an article I found. This is the title. How to raise a kid with big dick energy.
Nope. Nope.
You can't say that.
You can't. Yeah, you can't do that. That's not, you can't do that.
But it's so popular that even like fatherly.com is saying, here's how you can teach your kid out of big dick energy.
Is this fatherly.com?
Yeah, but further down the thing, it's like, well, wait a minute. We're just saying to have confidence.
I mean, is that what, is this like confidence and not being an asshole?
Yes.
Is that what that means?
Here are 5 signs.
Okay.
To know if you have big dick energy.
Big dick energy. Okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
You don't have to explain yourself. Your greatness speaks volumes on its own.
I mean, okay. Like, so yeah, don't be a cocky asshole. Don't be fucking, be like, I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Or I, no, look, this is why I'm great.
You just embody it.
Uh-huh.
Number two, you influence those around you.
Yeah. You're a good friend.
But you're not trying.
Yeah, I guess. But like, how would you know? How would you know that? I don't know.
This is so silly.
It is. This is really silly.
And this isn't a scientist or a doctor.
Nope.
Or someone in the Senate that made. This is Ariana Grande that tweeted about her fiance about being confident. And the internet and society has taken this.
It's like, ooh, yeah, that's a good way to. Oh, yeah. Cool.
Write me up something. I want it on my desk at 10 o'clock. Big dick energy and how it ties into parenting.
How do we do this?
How can we get more?
Take that, Hitler.
Take that, Hitler. Number three, you show rather than tell. People are usually humble in the sense they don't always advertise what they possess unless necessary.
Okay. Sure.
Sure. Your confidence is unparalleled, yet calm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not easily rattled by the opinions of others.
Sure.
Garbage. It's, yep.
I mean, I got all these things. I got big dick energy.
Well, are you ready to take the quiz then, sir?
Coming out of my ass.
You got big dick energy coming out of your ass?
Well, because it's the term for it, I think, is what is getting popular.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's like, I mean, all that, those things that you described was just like a really good person.
Yeah. Right. Someone I'd like to
Someone I'd like to be friends with. Yeah. Yeah, great. I'd like to be friends with that person.
Then they have that big dick energy.
They have that big dick energy.
Or AKA likable.
Right. You're just like, you're a likable person. You got that charisma.
It might be more than that, true.
I don't think it is. I think they just came up with I think there was just a term that everyone's like, oh, let's latch onto that fucking term. Let's grab that term.
And you don't even have to have a big dick. Or nor be a man.
No, apparently not. You just need the big dick energy.
You do. In
this day and age?
Yeah.
You need fucking big dick energy if you're going to get anywhere.
All right. Are you ready to see what percentage big dick energy you have?
Yeah. You're going to do the quiz for me?
Yeah, but there's some visuals you have to pick.
Okay.
And I don't know. Okay. Pick a phallic produce out of these four.
Out of those four?
What do you see?
I'm going to pick the, okay, so there's a, I think it's a cucumber, a banana, what's the purple one?
Eggplant.
Oh, eggplant. Yeah, of course that's eggplant.
And I don't know what the last one is.
And then that other one that's weird.
It's bumpy.
It's all bumpy. It's some weird fucking thing. I'll pick the bumpy one. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Who out of these four exudes the most big dick energy? Who just exudes it?
Okay, so it's Pete, the guy.
Yeah.
Pete whatever.
Davidson.
Betty White. Mr. Rogers. And Tony the Tiger.
Who got that big dick energy?
I mean, Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. Mr. Rogers.
I do too. He's got that big dick energy.
That's why we liked him. Take that, Hitler.
Take that, Hitler.
Have you seen that movie yet?
Take that, Hitler.
No. Oh, my God.
Are we Do we have to write a movie called Take That, Hitler?
So put everything you know on pause right now.
Okay.
No, the Rogers, not Will Rogers, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, the Mr. No, I haven't seen
him. Yeah, me neither. What inanimate object exudes the most big dick energy?
Okay.
We got
so
some.
So the one, so it's, is that ice?
Yeah.
Okay, ice, a tennis racket. A nutcracker
holding a dagger.
It's holding a dagger, and then a doll, just a like a girl doll.
Yeah, American Girl doll.
Oh, that's an American Girl doll.
What do you think? Is that big dick energy?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like ice.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who does?
Who knows? I don't know. I don't. Those are pretty arbitrary. So,
pick the color of your big dick energy.
The color of it. All right, we got yellow, we got red, we got blue, we got purple. I'm gonna say purple.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Which cartoon character has the most big dick energy?
Okay. So we got. Who is? Wait. What's the first one?
It's Ed from Ed and Ed and Eddie.
Ed and Eddie. Okay. Ed from Ed and Eddie. It's the mom from.
Oh yeah,
Rugrats.
The mom of the twins.
It is, or it's the dad, the creator of the Powerpuff Girls.
Uh huh.
And I don't know who the other one is.
Ferb from Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, I am not young enough to know that.
Yeah, me neither.
So this, I'm gonna say mom from Rugrats.
I think so too.
I think she got that dick energy.
I think so too. And lastly. Would you use your big dick energy for good or evil?
I mean,
Drew.
Good.
Okay.
I mean, I'd use it for good.
Okay, it's got to be a bit. You got 0%.
I got 0%.
It's from a very reputable site, BuzzFeed.com.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a joke then. They're like, no one has big dick energy.
That's the smartest, funniest joke BuzzFeed has ever done.
Yeah, that's actually the
everyone best. Gets 0%.
That's actually the best thing everyone, because shut up with the big dick energy.
Shut up with the big dick energy.
So if you're, so Charlotte, let's challenge ourselves right now.
Okay.
To actually define what it is, because you can just say that big dick energy. You can just say that.
Yeah.
And it just, it's a compliment rather than like anyone actually knowing what it is.
Being like, oh, thank you.
And it's just someone that's famous said it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very, actually, let's turn it around. Who's got that, and I'm going to say it, who's got that big cunt energy?
Good God. Who got that big
cunt
energy?
But in a positive way. Who's got that big cunt energy?
Betty White has big cunt.
Betty White's got that big cunt energy. But it could be boy, it could be man, it can male be or either. Female. And it doesn't mean that you're like a cunt.
No.
Right?
Right. You just got that
it's
big cunt energy.
It's taking that word back, you know? It's like, who's got that big cunt energy?
I would throw out Sheila from, I don't know if you watched the documentary on Netflix. Wild Country.
I didn't.
Okay, well, that bitch.
That bitch. That cunt. She got that.
I think I'm just naming women that stick out in my mind. I don't know if I'm narrowing it down of like she got that, because I don't think I really even understand what BDE. I mean, it's to me, it's like cockiness with a little bit of humble.
Yeah.
But is big cunt energy the same? Would you say?
Let's create a new one.
Oh.
Let's create a new one. What is big cunt energy? So it's like, here, I'm going to throw this out.
Okay.
Here's my idea. You feminist. Like, you feminist. But like, inwardly. And you don't worry about like, okay. Like, girl, Stop blabbing your mouth out.
Uh-huh.
Let's just be feminist. Inward. Not outward, but like inward. Always. All the time. Forever. And I would say, I got big cunt energy.
I got big cunt energy. All my ladies got cunt energies.
Yeah.
Everyone. Everyone. Nobody has big dick energy. Everyone's got.
Everyone's got big cunt energy. So let's flip it around. We got big cunt energy.
We just need to rename it.
Yeah.
Who else would have it? What's like a celebrity that everyone knows that has big cunt energy?
I mean, even like Ariana Grande. She got big cunt energy.
Sure.
She just is like, no, this is what we're doing. I just feel like, because I was raised by two ladies. I mean, I was like I'm a feminist. Like, I am.
Oh, yeah. You're.
Like, to the core, to where I'm like, no, just, nope, that's incorrect. And that, so I'm saying, like, someone who is a feminist who's not offended by non-feminist things.
Because they're strong within.
But just fucking knows that it's like, well, that's not okay. But
right.
I got my own shit. I'm not going to fucking. Is that
Madonna?
Yeah, Madonna. She's got my own shit. She's like, I got my own shit. Is this out of line?
No, this makes me think a lot more and think harder than the big dick energy thing. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, why is the big dick energy? Like, what's that? Like,
yeah.
And I understand. I think I'm starting to understand as I'm talking about it. It's like the. Not that a dude has a big dick necessarily.
Doesn't have to.
But just like if you actually do and you know it, you're just like, hey, I'm not going to talk about my dick.
Yeah.
Right?
That's like the basis of it. It's like, yeah. I got a big dick. I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm going to walk around like I got a big dick.
I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm going to be confident in myself as an individual.
Right.
Knowing that one stupid little thing that doesn't super really matter.
Like, so dude. What's the physical equivalent of like, I've got the most perfect labia in the world. I just know it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to talk about
same,
it.
It's the same thing. You're just like, no, look, I know I got a great pussy. I know I got that great pussy. I don't need to talk about it. I know so much that I have this great pussy that I don't need to fucking talk about it.
You know what's beautiful is that every pussy is beautiful because they're all different.
Yeah, and all dicks are different, and they're all weird.
All dicks are different and weird, and all vaginas are weird.
And all vaginas are weird. Everything's weird.
Take that, Hitler.
Take fucking that, Hitler, you cocksucker.
Fucking cuck.
in a bad way.
Yeah,
like you didn't want it.
you gotta specify
nowadays. Cocksucker is like, oh, cocksucker, in a bad way.
Oh yeah, got you,
Hitler. I got you, Hitler.
Nine. Ava.
What a weird thing.
It's so weird, and it's everywhere. And I didn't know about it until Patrick Serrano, that was a guest a few episodes ago, he was like, oh, you guys should look this up. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, there can't be much on it. Just scrolling like, what?
Just so much on it?
Just one little tweet. Oh, just started a whole bunch of, bunch of nonsense. Guys.
Ariana, so anyone, like any famous people that just like, they're already famous. There's already like a millions of people following you on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
They can say anything. They got to watch what they say. And she got lucky on this one.
Why?
Because that's, I mean, the idea was like big dick, this big dick thing is very like, there's a lot of people that would be offended that it's a positive thing, right? So like any fathering, it's just like, you got that big dick ish your
energy.
You got that big dick energy, and that's a positive thing. And everyone should think about having a big dick energy. You're knocking out half of your audience right there.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You got to be careful with that shit. Luckily, that's it hit.
Luckily,
and people
it
were
did.
Like, yeah.
Well, people, yeah.
Ariana Grande did it, though.
And Pete Davidson, that weird nerd guy from Saturday Night Live, he did her good. He upped her, like, ability, I think. And now we all know he has a huge dick. So, it upped his, like, ability. Fuck ability.
Yeah, because everyone knows he has a big old dick now. I mean, good.
It'd be great if it was inverted and she was just covering up for him.
Ariana Grande wouldn't marry a dude that had an inverted dick, though. I don't know. Maybe she would.
No, you're right. You're completely right.
No, she's just like, wow, how are you just so humble and you have such a large dick? There's got to be, you know what? You got that big dick energy.
We got to term it.
Yeah.
Slap a thing on it. Phrase to say.
So it's dudes who actually have big dicks that you don't, because then you don't need to talk about it. You don't need to talk about your dick.
But and men that don't have such a giant, you can exude the same energy by acting certain ways that
I guess
someone with a big dick doesn't have to try.
Well, it's like you buy a really nice car and we're like, well, it's because you have a small dick, and it's the stupidest thing ever. We're like, no, I just wanted a big, nice car. But it's just jealous people who don't. It's anyone who's jealous who doesn't have a car like that.
Uh-huh.
That's they're going like, well, I can. I definitely. I'll just settle on that. That guy has a small dick. I'm gonna assume that it makes me feel better because I don't have that car. Because that's the saying.
And I wouldn't even if I could afford it, I wouldn't get it.
I wouldn't get that.
Because my dick's okay.
I got to show off on the outside. I don't know.
Yeah.
Guys, just let people buy nice cars. It doesn't have anything to do with their dick size. It doesn't.
What about loud cars? Do you have anything to say about that? What do you think people with loud cars are trying to say? Just
look at me. Look at me.
Please.
It doesn't matter what size their dick is. It doesn't matter. They don't. It's not based on how large or small their dick is.
You're right.
Cause I kind of like loud cars. That's kind of cool. I kind of like it. I don't know. I like the sound. There's a primal part of me that's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I'm just like, oh, I have such a tiny dick that I gotta make a loud car.
I just want a nice loud car.
I just want a nice loud car, and I want everyone to hear it. I fucking worked hard to get this fucking loud hot rod car going.
That's a good argument to put out there, because that's always been like, yeah, fuck that guy's gay. Well, he got a big dick. Huh?
Well, he's probably gay.
He's probably closeted gay.
He's probably gay. Closeted gay.
You're right. We all want loud, nice cars.
We all just want nice cars. We just want nice. We want nice things, and when other people have them, and we don't understand how we don't have them, and they do, we get fucking jealous about it, dude. We get jealous, and we say mean things about our genitals.
It's the easiest. You don't see them,
right? It's you the can't see it. Be like, you probably have a small dick. Oh yeah, prove it. It's like, no, I'm not gonna prove it. I don't. Need to. I bought this car. I have more money than you. Fuck
yeah.
You.
I stopped thinking about my dick size millions of dollars ago. That doesn't matter anymore.
Millions of dollars ago, I forgot my dick size. I have no idea. I don't even care. It doesn't matter.
I've actually taped it against my leg.
I've taped it back. I've taped it back so it against my butt.
Yeah.
So that when I'm just standing around, it looks like I have a vagina.
I want women to like me for my car, not my dick.
Not my dick. I want people to like me for the things that I have, not for my dick size.
I'm so tired of my dick size.
Who cares?
Starting
about
relationships.
My dick has been there the whole time. I don't care about it anymore. I want cool car. I want cool car.
I want cool car.
I want cool car.
My caveman say, I want cool car.
I want cool property and car.
And take out and show.
Yep.
Just the article with the one from fatherly.com really got me.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's gross.
I can't believe that fatherly.com has a thing like that.
Already, too.
Although, fatherly.com, I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they're just like, how to make a kid fucking legit.
And at the end, it's like, and for dads who still may not really understand what big dick energy is, because all of us don't, but want to raise happy, well-adjusted kids, do they need to understand what
that's
big
all
dick
it is happy, well-adjusted human beings is, I guess,
big dick.
You have big dick energy.
The more we talk about it, the more I hate it now.
Right?
What a stupid saying.
It's a stupid saying for a thing that's just like, oh, like, you're going to call someone who's just, like, a normal person?
Yeah.
Like, a normal, decent person, you're going to say they have big dick energy?
And you're right. She lucked out.
Fuck. She lucked out so hard. Yeah. Of not getting slammed so like, hard. I mean, I don't know if she did or not. She probably did a little, but not enough.
She did delete it. That was one thing I read. She deleted it quick because she was probably like, oh.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then.
She's we're
like,
all good.
Oh, I was drunk. So yeah. I'm not blaming Ariana Grande. She was just probably like, not big dang energy.
She's just happy about her man.
She's just happy about her dude. I get it. I'm not gonna blame Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande, I know you listen to this podcast. It ain't your fault, girl. It ain't your fault. That's amazing.
All right.
Well, hey, do you wanna do you want to learn how shitty the world is?
If I have to.
You do.
Okay.
It's part of our job as a public service.
Then.
Legally, we have to do it because we have to do public service because of our.
Then I shall
charges,
do my.
Because of our. Our criminal charges. Oh my God. Charlotte,
yes.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
For everything is garbage and nothing matters. Yeah! Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everything is Garbage and Nothing Matters. It's a podcast within a podcast. Charlotte, we got some.
Oh, no.
We got some fun stuff.
Yay!
Let's start with Florida, as we most of the time always do.
I hate Florida. When was the last time you were in Florida?
Last year.
What were you doing?
It was a family vacation. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, with your family.
But it was like... It was on an island.
Oh, like, fancy Florida.
It was fancy Florida. It wasn't real Florida. Okay, so this one, Lord have mercy.
Yes.
The headline is, and this is from the Orlando Sentinel.
Oh.
You know, very reputable.
Oh, yeah, heard of it. Love it.
Florida cop claims Burger King put dirt on his food. Investigation reveals it was seasoning. Yeah.
He got an investigation.
He was like, y'all put dirt in my burger. I know it. I'm going to come at you.
Sir?
I'm like, sir, yeah. No, you put dirt in my thing just because I'm a cop.
What time did you... Sir, we're backed up all the time. We have no time to put dirt in... We didn't.
Yeah, you did it because I was a cop, huh?
We don't even...
You did because I was a cop.
We were just driving through.
You busted. And then they investigated.
Coming in, boys.
So he saved the burger or whatever.
And it was just seasoning.
It was just pepper.
What is wrong with you?
It was fucking pepper.
It was pepper. How slow and deliberate do you have to chew to be like, what is this?
No, it's just a fucking reactionary asshole. This is a cop that ruins cops for everyone. This is a cop that ruins cops. Ruin cops.
I tell you what ruined him. The heat in Florida. That'll make people do terrible things.
Yeah. And also that just like their upbringing and their fucking terrible assholeness.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to fucking use my authority to investigate a fucking burger. Shut up.
That's so
you
dumb.
You fucking idiot.
What are you doing?
You,
even if you proved it was
suspended.
Dirt, what was he going to do?
Right? Like, who, and then who would put, it doesn't matter. Like,
and
fuck
dirt?
Off. And dirt?
Yeah.
Where are you putting dirt? He's like, mm-mm. Nope, this tastes, I know what dirt tastes like.
Yeah.
This is dirt.
I've had a lot of dirt in a lot of my
Look,
food.
Look, I'm a cop, and I know my shit, and this is dirt. I'll tell you what, I guarantee it's dirt. I guarantee it's dirt.
I took geology 4 times.
Investigate this burger. I only ate half of it.
Thompson, put this in the bag. We're taking
put
it back
this bag.
To the
We're
station.
We're taking it to the station. We're going to look at it.
I don't. Hey, boss. I don't think we can use like evidence bags for just anything.
Put it in an evidence bag because this is a crime against police.
Do I need gloves? You want me to put gloves on?
Nah, man.
Oh. Okay.
Just put it. I'll put it in the bag.
Do you want me to tie it up or twisty or?
No, just seal it like it normally is sealed in the bags.
You're just so angry. I don't know if I should take special precaution.
God damn! I am so angry. I am so angry.
Charles, how was your day at work? You're
Ugh.
Home late.
Ugh.
What?
I had to spend all night investigating a crime.
Oh, my God. A murder?
No.
Was it a rape?
No.
A school shooting?
No.
Worse?
No. Get this. Not worse. Very much not worse. Not a big deal at all, actually.
I've never seen you this mad.
But I am so mad. Well, I think someone at that Burger King, you know the Burger King on 12th Street?
Yeah.
You know, like 12th Main Street?
Yeah.
I think you put fucking dirt in my burger.
Dirt? What do you mean? Like mud?
Like dirt. Just dirt. You know, like.
Like clay?
Maybe. Maybe.
Like dust? What do you mean? Like
he put dirt. Sand or something. I don't know. It's like crunchy kind of weird and it tastes weird.
So you've been investigating all night?
All night long.
And what'd you find?
It's not dirt.
What is it?
It was cumin. And now I'm pissed off that they put cumin in burgers at Burger King.
Get this Middle Eastern shit out of Florida.
Get it out. I don't need cumin. Who uses cumin? Other than in chili,
I mean,
and in all and in a lot of things.
A lot of people use cumin.
I know. But who does that? I'm just mad. Well, give me a beer.
I guess you won't be having the cumin soup I made earlier this afternoon.
No, I'll take it. That's good. You make good cumin soup.
Oh, no, that was a good one. That's so stupid. What a waste of everyone's time.
What a waste of everything. What a waste. That's really too bad. Here's another one. This one's hilarious.
Yes.
Also really depressing. So the headline is Facebook apologizes after labeling. Well, the headline's confusing.
Okay.
So what happened was this guy, he was posting different parts of the Declaration of Independence leading up to the 4th of July.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Great.
Just straight up copy paste.
Okay.
He had done the first like 10 posts. And the 10th one, he gets a message. So Facebook deletes or removes it with a message like it goes against our standards on hate speech.
It does?
Yeah. So it includes paragraphs 27 through 31 of the Declaration of Independence, which includes the word so that it was removed automatically, like. Through the thing. So no one like looked at it.
It was just triggered something.
And it removed automatically because the term because the term in there is a term in the Declaration of Independence that has two words: Indian savages.
Oh no.
Yeah. Those two words together, Facebook does not like and will remove it, which is pretty, I mean, like, for an automated thing, so because it's, I mean, it's automated.
Yeah.
It's, they quickly sent an apology when a human looked at it. It was like, no, that's part of the Declaration of Independence. Oh my God, I don't know, put it back up. But I just thought that was fucking hilarious.
That Facebook picked up on that?
Not that Facebook, because, like, their algorithms are amazing. I mean, their shit is amazing. What they can, like, how much data is going and, like, how it can pick out that Indian savages. But what I thought was hilarious and garbage is that in the Declaration of Independence is the term Indian savages.
Like, yeah, what are they referring to? Or what are they talking about?
So it's part of the, I don't know the actual, like, I don't have it up, which sucks. I wish I did. But it has, like, it's talking about, like, the land that we have available to us. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about, like, as long, it's like something like, as long as the Indian savages, blah, 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 blah. There's something in it, but it has the term Indian savages.
Casual reference.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, it's just like what you would just call them.
The neighbors over the wall.
Right, but it's even more casual. Like, it was like back in the day, it was like,
yeah,
oh yeah, Indian savages.
Yeah, Indian savages.
Yeah, they attack us all the time because they don't want us here. So
we still fuck their wives. So
we yeah, we still, but like, we're fine. I mean, it's the Declaration, so it's not in the Constitution. It's just in the Declaration of, like. Like, the written Declaration of Independence saying, like, even an Indian savage, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was just saying, like, hey, we're just covering it all. Yeah. Like, as you, yeah, whatever.
And this made headlines?
CNN.
Because
Facebook, they just like the, I mean, it's a combination of all this stuff. I just thought it was, it's stupid that this made CNN news.
Yes.
Because they're running out of news, which I don't know how.
I don't know how either.
There's so much. But, like, they just, it was just a, probably a dude who's just like, y'all need to see this. They, Facebook deleted this. Well, did they
put it back up?
Yeah.
How soon?
Real soon.
So everything's okay?
Well, yeah, but Facebook cannot take away my declaration, you know, like that kind of shit. You
cannot,
like,
take away my declaration.
Do of not take my away my Declaration of Independence. I posted the Declaration of Independence. I've been doing that for 10 days straight.
If Facebook thinks they can intervene.
But I just thought it was hilarious that is a term in the Declaration.
Yeah,
of Independence.
That's hilarious. I bet they just use it so casual, just like,
yeah, they're just like, well, you know, the Indian savages to the west.
Terrible. Is there a word that we use today that's so cat? I don't know.
It's hard to casual for a certain, like, ethnic.
Yeah.
We just say it with.
I kind of feel like single dad.
It would be. It's like the same way that if you'd say it's the same way as, like, so my grandma, God rest her soul, sweet woman.
God rest her soul.
God rest her soul. She was a sweet fucking woman.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she came from that time.
That time.
But she was kind of woke for her age.
Yeah.
In the way that she didn't know how to, like, refer to an ethnic group.
Mm-hmm.
So at least she knew that she didn't know the proper way to do it.
Okay.
So
yeah.
She would always, like, say it, like, quietly.
Yeah.
She's like, because I don't know.
Oh.
Right. Not
I love her for that.
Not because, like, she's like, I don't want to be racist.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
But she would say it for Mexican.
Yeah. get real quiet.
She'd be like, you know, Mexican. I'd be like, no, Grandma.
You could say that.
They're from. It's a person from Mexico is a Mexican.
It sounds.
But to her, like, she just was like anything that was another, like, ethnicity
That's
other
funny.
Than American,
right.
You know, or other than white, she would just be like, you know, like the Italians.
Oh, the Italians.
Be like, Grandma, that's what you call it. Like, someone from Italy is called an Italian.
Yeah.
In English.
Well, my grandma referred to anyone not white as colored.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
very casual. Oh, them colored people.
Oh, the colored people.
Grandma,
it's just
no.
Like, you're just like, it's hard because you're just like, I don't know how to woke you.
No, there's no woking.
There's no woking.
Old dogs, new tricks, can't. But very, yeah, casual.
I mean,
I
could say, like, there are certain things that would be, like, offhand where I'm like, well, actually, Grandma, you can't really say that anymore.
Or,
like, in public. I don't mind if you say it. Like, I know, I understand what you're saying, and I'm not offended because I understand where you're coming from, you know, as, like, a thing. You know, it'd just be, like, it would be as if the same thing where it's, like, I couldn't, you know, imagine we're 70. Imagine we're fucking 70, 80.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, like, oh, the Mexican gentleman.
And someone's like,
Jesus, dude.
Do you mean, like, the USA American? Born?
Or you mean the North American?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, yeah,
oh, okay. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Then I'll just say the man, I guess.
Oh, it's not okay because of something that happened that I don't understand. You know, like, I don't know. There's like, no, we don't say Mexican. We don't say Canadian. We don't say American.
We don't. Everyone is North American.
We are North Americans.
Right. I think what's funny is an opposite take of that is, like, I feel like it used to be offensive when you called, like, a effeminate man a queen. Like, you're such a queen. Don't be a queen. And now we're like, yes, queen.
Queen.
It's kind of, it's a little opposite.
It's taken back. It's like, now it's positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's happening with, well, I mean, it's happening with, like, a lot. There's that little movement of, like, cunt. It's like, taking it back.
Yeah, take it back.
Be like, cunt.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, that means a powerful woman.
And hunty, that's like a form, like a hunty, right? That's like
hunty?
From the, like, hunty, like honey and cunt.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Yeah.
I like that combination. That's a good one. You ready for another one?
I am.
Okay. All right. This one's actually pretty funny. This one I think is good. Like, it just has a nice little ending to it.
Okay.
A gang of rhino poachers mauled to death by pride of lions after breaking into game reserve.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome.
So this is, like, kind of good news, right? Motherfuckers were just like, hey, there's some rhinos in this game preserve.
Yeah?
Let's go get that rhino horn.
Oh.
For the boner barn.
For the boner barn?
Yeah.
Oh, but
the boner barn pays us a lot.
It's not open yet. Hunting season, you can't. I mean, we gotta
wait. No. Check it out.
Okay.
I know how to get in and out quick.
Okay.
No one will be able to tell or see us or anything. We're gonna go in at night.
Okay.
We're gonna get that. We're gonna get some rhino horn.
Yeah.
For the boner pills.
Okay.
And then boom, out. And I know, here's the way.
In and out. Okay.
No one will know that we're there.
Well, as long as no people are around.
No people at all will be around.
God.
And then they stumbled across, apparently, because, like, all of them died.
How many?
There was, like, five dudes.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love this.
All of them died.
Yes.
And not just died.
Mauled.
Those can you imagine? Like.
And they had guns. I wonder how many tigers or lions.
It didn't say, because they actually don't know, because they just found the dudes.
Oh my God. This is my favorite.
They just found the remains.
Yes. Five dudes with guns didn't see it coming.
These dudes were just not, they were not prepared for lions. Idiots. They're prepared to like sneak around humans.
Yes. And rhinos.
And rhinos. Rhinos are stupid, though. They're dumb, stupid idiots.
I bet they didn't even have an inkling that they were being followed by some fucking lions.
Can you imagine? So, like, in this like, preserve, right? You got these lions who are just like, oh. These lionesses are like, oh, and they're lionesses. Like, I mean, it was, well, they do the hunting anyway. It's just like, Sarah. Sarah.
Hmm? What? I was asleep.
I know. I was asleep too. But I clearly...
What does that smell?
...heard... Yep. Do you smell that?
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, Janet.
Okay. Done.
Janet.
Yeah?
Wake up.
I've been up. You guys are loud.
Sorry. You smell that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Guys, this is... These are people. They're not in a car.
There's more than four. There's definitely more than four.
There's definitely more than four.
Okay, I'll go east. Yeah, you guys go north.
Yeah. I mean, is it really this easy? Wait, should we do that? Is this a trap? Is it this easy?
Let's not tell anyone. Let's just go in and take them.
Just us three?
Yeah.
Okay. This will feed the whole pride, right? For like a day or two.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be so easy.
And Carol's pregnant, so I mean...
Yeah, Carol's going to preg... So, well, she might... Yeah. Hopefully there's more than four.
I mean, should we give them a chance to run or just go?
Huh?
Should we give them a chance?
An idiot?
Does anyone feel like running? Does anyone feel like just having a game? Is it
me? I just want... You know what? You have a point. Sarah, you have a point.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, I know we just woke up, but we don't have to run. We barely have to run.
Oh, they're right there.
They're just... Do you smell that shit? Do you smell them?
Yeah.
Oh, they probably have guns, but they will never see us.
I wish there was footage of, like, the guys just, like, or, like, just shooting into the air.
They're
like,
just, like, they're aiming at this fucking, like, sleeping rhino. And they're like,
I don't know how it went down.
Oh, man, I got this. What's that? Just so fast?
So fast.
Oh, they'd be mauled so fast.
I love this.
And you can't like shoot a thing. You can't shoot a gun when you're getting mauled.
No.
Not accurately.
No. Do you think they had night vision goggles on?
I don't know, maybe. But that wouldn't fucking help you. It wouldn't help you if you were you were doing was going like, no, dude, we're just gonna we're just going to get this fucking rhino horn for boner pills. We're going to get that boner pill. They got killed.
That's hilarious.
They died for that. Idiots.
Idiots.
let me say this, though, like saying that this, human life. I value human life.
Okay, yes.
I do value human life over animal life.
Yes.
Just as a thing, because I'm a human. That's my bias.
I hear you.
But, dudes.
Yeah.
Like, dude, if you fucking dumb.
You've been testing it too long.
You've been, like, you got it. I mean, it's your time, man. It's your time.
Yep.
Sorry, bud. Sorry, dudes. I know you probably had, like, kids and shit and trying to make money and all that stuff, but I don't know. Fuck you, I guess.
I would watch that horror movie where the humans don't live at the end. Like, I don't know, like a thriller suspense of like the murderer is the animal and the humans that you like are trying to empathize with or sympathize with throughout the movie all die. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I just like, I think it's the, I mean, we have, yeah, I don't know. I think in our scenario, I think it's the funniest scenario. We're just like, are you?
It's the animals.
No fucking way.
No fucking way.
I mean, usually we don't like, I don't want to fuck with humans. They got weird boomsticks.
But they're just right there.
But they're fucking right there. Are you kidding me? They have no idea we're here.
My nails are out. I can literally just swipe his neck.
My nails are out right now. Oh, boy.
Let's not go get hungry.
It just needs to be us three. We can just.
What a bonding
right
experience.
Not right now. We will be. And human. Oh, it tastes like pig and boar.
And those screams.
Ugh. I love it. And they're so slow. Poor little bastards.
So much fat on them.
One more.
Yay.
Just one more. Because this one. Normally,
so
I didn't. Normally, I didn't on that one because that was a great one. But this one, I wanted to say that it needs to be said.
Great.
Healer dies after offering customer to test bulletproof charm necklace.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Okay, so check it out.
Wait, what?
I'll read the headline again, but I don't want to explain it. A healer dies after offering customer to test bulletproof charm necklace. So this Nigerian healer died after attempting to demonstrate the efficacy of his bulletproof charms to a client.
Oh my God.
So this young man had gone to a healer to prepare bulletproof charm for him. That guy's already a fucking idiot.
Oh my God.
That guy's already we got so much idiot. So much
last
fucking
resort.
Idiot.
It was his last resort.
No, it's not.
It's really not, but it
no,
was.
No, it's not his last resort. There's way better. There's like
first he used prayer and then faith and like family stories and advice and he was like, this is not. I got to have something better.
You use wood. Before you know what I mean? Like, even wood would be something.
I read a funny story. There was a lady came in at 7-Eleven, like 2016, with an axe, and she was just hacking people because she was clinically insane. Mm-hmm. And one person that she tried to hack with an axe didn't die because their dreadlocks were too thick.
Yep.
So dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks would work better than a charm. A young man had gone to the healer to prepare bulletproof charms for him.
Come on.
Which the native doctor did. To prove the efficacy of the new charm, he positioned and handed over a gun to his customer.
No!
It says, tragedy struck. This is not a tragedy.
No.
This is not tragedy. And he just shot. He shot him. He shot him. He's like, "I'll prove it. Shoot me."
What? He did that on purpose. What is he doing? He's trying to get out of a terrible marriage or something.
I don't know.
Are you? No, come on.
Oh, and this is saying, oh my God! And this is what's even more bullshit too. Is like local police seemed. They seem to trust bulletproof charms more than armor.
No. That what?
It was like a thing. It was like the traditional way. Like, you know what? Yeah. Fucking garbage. You idiots. Fuck you.
What's wrong with people? Our minds. We got to get rid of our minds.
We got to get rid of the, like, we got to get rid of the whole thing that we think, that things are outside of
our
reality. Like,
yeah,
relying on faith and relying on that stuff is
relying outside of
it's fucking bonkers. It's fucking
it won't
insane.
Go away. It has to go away at some point, right?
I mean,
it has to.
I mean, it won't. It but won't.
It's
it won't.
Terrible.
Like even cops are just like, well, yeah. I mean, we wear. Charms. I mean, I trust that more than the fucking bulletproof vest. You fucking idiot. I don't know. You know what? Maybe it will. Maybe that will go away.
That's so terrible.
If you start getting real stupid with that stuff, man, I'll tell you what. As long as these people get killed before they have children,
then that's okay. Yeah.
Then that's when it'll start going out.
I don't know. There's something weird. I feel like he was trying to get, like, he didn't have money for a bet, like a horse race.
Yeah.
And he was just trying to think of a clever way to, like,
get to die.
Accidentally get murdered. But it wasn't an accident. I've got these charms.
I have charms, you fucking
just test it now. I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. Try it.
What? Like, how would he... What, like, I'm wondering if, like, in his experience, or maybe he was so dedicated to it. I don't know.
That he died really
because I'm saying that
work?
He so the guy that sold him the charms or like the guys that got killed.
Yeah.
I wonder if he just like gave him the wrong gun. He had a fake gun. He had
like
he had like a blank gun. He's like, see? And then has like this bullet, but he like gave him the wrong one. He's like, oh.
Yours is right.
Fuck. That one.
Don't.
And what sucks is that, like, oh, well, that charm didn't work, is what people would think. Instead of.
Yeah.
Charm? That's not a thing. Like,
it was
you need
that
to,
charm.
It was that charm.
Something was wrong with that charm. Something no, you're wrong right. With there was charm. Two guns. He gave him the wrong gun.
He gave
gun.
Him the wrong fucking gun.
But he died with that secret.
And you know. Well, yeah, because he, like, at the very last minute, he's just like. Hey, you shoot me. I can tell you will block bullets. And he looks at it at the last second is like, "Oh fuck." Oh wait,
no
that's
refunds.
Not the
Did you see that the first like one of the first tricks that Johnny Knoxville did was he wanted to shoot himself in the chest with a bulletproof vest on
yeah.
and no one
yeah.
would hold the gun for him, so he did it himself.
Yeah.
He killed it. That's smarter than the charm.
That's smarter. Oh boy. I mean, that's
God, that's garbage.
That is all garbage.
Oh, we got to get rid of that idea.
Just any idea that where it's like, no, I mean, we know how bullets work and like it's very easy like thing to imagine. A projectile going super fast.
Nothing can protect you from it.
And we're just bags of garbage meat.
Such garbage meat.
You know, and it's going so fast and it just goes in you so easily.
Yeah, but if you really believe, if you really pray that you won't die from a bullet wound, and if you have that special charm.
And then, with addition to the special charm, boop, 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 done. No worries. Yeah, bullets will go, they'll hit you unless you have literally something physically protecting you from the bullet.
He had two guns.
Remember that,
up.
Everyone.
Remember the
remember
bullets.
That. Charms aren't real unless you think they're real and it's a placebo and it might help you feel better, maybe?
And that's not wrong.
That's not. I mean, that it is a. But just, no, I mean, it's a placebo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still not actually doing anything actually in real life, like in reality.
Your mind
it,
is
your
making
mind
something.
Is doing it. You give more credit to your brain.
To yourself. You don't need outside help.
You don't need outside help.
You're
unless,
all the things you need.
Unless you want to stop a bullet, then you need outside help.
Then you need, created by other humans that.
Created like that we've tested and stuff. And we know that's like, oh, well, this, well, bullet will, won't go through this thing.
Take that, Hitler.
Take that fucking Hitler.
Fucking Hitler.
Thank you guys so
oh
much
my
for
God.
Listening.
This is it.
To this episode. I can't believe you did.
Yeah, shame on you.
Shame on you.
But thank you.
But thank you.
Please rate us. Please go to iTunes and give us 5 stars and a scathing review of how terrible, awful garbage we are. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch of them. They're great.
Yeah.
They're all great.
We'll have to start reading some.
Yeah, we'll start reading them
giving
out.
Thanks.
Yep. And listen to all the other shows on the Universe Head Podcast Network that we are on. And they're because they're way better shows.
Yeah.
Way better.
Oh, boy.
One.
You guys are missing out if you're not.
Oh, boy. This one is the you actually if you're listening to this one you don't know about the other one you're actually listening to the worst
yeah
show on the podcast
it's all
down
downhill from
podcast.
Hill
yep.
here
yep 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 but thank you Charlotte thank you
Drew thank you
this is fun you're my friend
thank you
and let
this
that
is fun.
Motherfucking beat drop. Please. Heat in my vein like vernacular cook up the beat with a spatula y'all are not ready for action I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular making a killer like massacre. Told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plugging the phone, drifting my zone. Painting the future and thinking alone. Bow when